Boston families furious as city kicks black children out of community center to house Biden's migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on February 19, 2024. Local families in the predominantly black Roxbury neighborhood of Boston are furious after the city shut down the local community center to instead use it to house more of President Joe Biden's illegal border crossers. Roxbury's Melnia Acas Recreational Community Center, which was once a meeting place for Little League ball players, volleyball games, and other sports and community events, has now been dedicated to rows of cots for illegal border crossers, CBS, WBZ-TV Boston reported. WBZ interviewed preteen Jeremiah Rodriguez, who showed up at the community center on February 17 under the mistaken impression that his community baseball team was using the facility for batting practice. He was devastated to find out his community center was now closed to him. "We usually practice. They were closed," young Jeremiah told the outlet. Jeremiah's dad, Ibn Rodriguez, added, "It's hard. I didn't know the immigrants inside. It's okay to help. I don't think that's the place to do it because kids and families go and enjoy." But thanks to Biden and Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, the chiefly black community has lost the facility that was once the center of the community. Roxbury is nearly 57% black, almost 30% Latino, and only 6% white, in a neighborhood that has a median income far under Boston as a whole. $30,654 for Roxbury, $52,433 for Boston overall, according to City of Boston data. Black community activist Clifton Braithwaite was disgusted with the city's action. Braithwaite said folks in the neighborhood are being given short shrift as the city favors Biden's flood of illegal aliens. "We care about our immigrant brothers and sisters, but there has to be a fair balance. How can you tell people that was down at Mass Cas for over 10 years, there was no money for them, and now you found money?" Braithwaite told WBZ. The city's act of taking the Roxbury Community Center away from the black community even brought about a shocked post from ex-chief and Tesla boss Elon Musk. Exclamation mark. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, February 18, 2024. "Boston is not the only big Democrat-led city shutting down community centers, schools, and parks and turning them over to Biden's flood of illegals." Local outrage also broke out in Chicago late last year when radical leftist Mayor Brandon Johnson moved to house Biden's illegal immigrants in the Galewood neighborhood's Amundsen Park Fieldhouse. The shutdown plan soon brought massive protests from folks from Galewood and other Chicago residents. Similar shutdowns occurred in New York City when Mayor Eric Adams began shutting down resources for residents and turning them over to illegal aliens. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.